coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, March 3rd, 2023. Eric the Tech, it's Friday.
Yes, it is.
It's the weekend. Well, not that it matters to us or Eric the Tech because he's busy 24/7. I want to thank him for this. As I promised yesterday, today is going to be kind of a continuation of yesterday. If you did not watch or listen to yesterday, I ask that you do that because that'll help make today make more sense. Or maybe it's the other way around. Today will help yesterday make more sense. But before I get into that, two things. Number one, we do have a new location, although don't worry about the location because if you go to HagmanReport.com, it's going to forward you to this domain. It's HagmanPI.com. We're going back to our roots. Oh, who is that handsome guy there on that? Yeah, we're going back to our roots. We're going back to the on-the-ground investigations, getting away from just talk, more action, and there this is. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Content archives, going back to 2004, are on this website. Not everything, but a lot. And I mean a lot. It's got a different look. It's got a different feel. And it's a hybrid, in a sense. The front page is a hybrid. It gives you the latest videos as well as articles. And there will be more investigative articles that I will be offering to you from my perspective as an investigator. Now, here's a neat thing, because this Sunday, is our interactive meeting. It used to be called the Patreon meeting until we got unceremoniously booted from Patreon. Well, guess what? You want to know how to... You did that too fast. You want to know how to sign up for these meetings? You go to the front page, and on the right-hand side, or on the top, or wherever. Where was that, Eric the Tech? But where was?
Just click on shop.
Click on shop. And bada bing, bada bang, what comes up? But Hagman PI Interactive Meeting Membership. This is how we are able to stay afloat. Without this, you know what? We're done. I'm just going to tell you that. Without this, we're done. And Sunday, I have to work this out. I believe I will have a very, very, very special guest join me. And you know who that might be? Well, I'm not going to say, but I think you do. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Steve. Okay. Anyway, perhaps. It depends on schedules. But please go to Hagman, HagmanPI, like private investigator, .com. Simple. HagmanPI.com. Bookmark that. And you can also, again, sign up for the interactive meeting. You've got to do that. If you want to be involved on Sunday, you've got to do that. Got to. And it'll walk you through the entire process. Now, when you sign up for an interactive meeting, well, I got to tell you something. This is going to grow because there are other things that will be a part of this as well. I'm not going to get into that today. But HagmanPI.com, click on shop, and there you'll be connected to the, you can set yourself up for the interactive meeting. Also, if you click on watch/listen, check this out. The last show, all of the shows in chronological order. Simple. There you have it. It's really simple. Now, we're still populating the back end of that, but there's a quite a few shows there already. But the big thing is we're going back to the roots, our roots. And the episode descriptions are going to be right there. Everything is going to be right at your fingertips. VIP access. I'm just telling you what, it is a wonderful platform, and it's only going to get better. I'm telling you right now. And places to follow us: Rumble, Brighteon, and then of course Spreaker, and then the social networks that we're on: Getter, Truth Social, Gabin, Parler. There you have you one click, and there you have it. There we are. So it's HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com. Oh, the VIP access too will sign you up for a newsletter, which I think is important. Now, if you're getting a newsletter, getting an email newsletter, and if you don't want it, you can just unsubscribe. It's as simple as that. You don't have to like throw the computer, get nasty or anything like that. Just click unsubscribe. Did I cover everything, Eric the Tech?
You did pretty good.
Yeah.
It's, the site's supposed to be simple, self-explanatory.
Simple, self-explanatory stuff I like. So the current article and or video is going to be right there staring you in the face on top. To the right, you can watch or listen to the list of our shows coming soon. Oh, coming soon. We couldn't get it for now, but coming soon. There's a lot coming soon, let me tell you. And then, of course, the Join Hagman PI interactive meeting. You can sign up today, and please do so. If you want to take part in the Sunday meeting. All right.
Does this make you Hagman PI?
This makes me, excuse me. Coughing up a lung there. No, you know what? I've been Hagman PI. I've just been private. Yeah. I am Hagman PI. And in case you're wondering, you know, look, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek Magnum PI. I mean, it's, you get the joke or get the similarity.
Old school.
Old school, right, exactly. All right. So much for fun and games.
Hold on, let me bring your picture up.
Yeah, okay. So this was done just very quickly. If you're listening to this on Global Star Spreaker or whatever, go to Hagman or HagmanPI.com and check it out. There I am. My helicopter is in the background. I think that's a Jag in the background as well. And there's my bio. And there's me in the in a Hawaiian shirt. Again, the 70s thing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. All right. So if you listen to yesterday, today is extremely important. And I would urge everyone to listen to both the shows, watch both the shows, and understand what's taking place here. Yesterday I was talking about, or I asked the question, why now? Why is everyone doing the 180 saying, yeah, it must have been a lab leak, all right? Even the weak, low confidence, but nonetheless. And it's dominating everything. Well, especially this, when we've known this for 3 years. We've known this essentially since day one. Why now? My position is this is an intelligence operation, but it's even more than that. And this is what I'm going to get into today. Well, to what end? Before I do, I want to show you something. You've got to ask yourself a question as well. When you're talking about the lab leak, you're also talking about the oligarchs, of course. You're talking about the Biden laptop. You're talking about the Biden family, the 10% for the big guy, as it relates to Ukraine as well as China. You're talking about a lot of things. But did you know that the Ukrainian government has an enemies list, or what's known as a kill list? And interestingly enough, a guy by the name of Jackson Hinkle, he's the American host of The Dive. Okay, it's a news program that has broken through the globalist media noise. Just to bring you stories about the ongoing Russia-Ukrainian conflict to its viewers. He found himself on this Ukrainian kill list. There it is. There's his picture, and there it is in Ukrainian.
No Hawaiian shirt. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have not been elevated to the kill list yet. But here's what's disconcerting about this.
Not this kill list.
Not this one. That's true. Here's what's disconcerting about this. And fits in with, you know, why now? Why about the lab leak thing and Ukraine, China and stuff. Well, guess where the servers for the Ukrainian government's kill list. Guess where the servers are maintained? The kill list is actually maintained by the Ukrainian Ministry of the Interior. But guess where their address is? That's right. If you guessed properly, it is an address in Langley, Virginia. It has an IP in Brussels, which has marked off murdered targets, including Daria Dugina, as liquidated. In case you have forgotten, remember the daughter of a Russian diplomat who got in her car and exploded after, I believe it was outside of an art expedition. Remember that? She was on that list. And this list is maintained where? Where's it maintained? Where's the address at? Langley. What else is in Langley? Huh. Well. Yeah, it's just a coincidence. You know, that's all that is, right? Just saying. Okay, so in conjunction with everything else, this is number two that number one or two I sent. In conjunction with everything else, the WHO. Not the group, the organization. Oh, wait a second. You know who else is on the kill list? When I read this, I couldn't believe this. Hang on. Stand by. You're not going to believe this. Who else is on this kill list? Speaking of the WHO, where is it here? Oh, the lead singer of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, is on this Ukrainian kill list for being a staunch anti-war activist. Just saying. Okay, let's go to the World Health Organization, the WHO.
Good thing he's comfortably numb.
Numb, yeah. Okay, Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall, right? Okay. World Health Organization is getting closer to being granted expanded surveillance powers. Now, many of you have written to me about this and saying, why aren't you covering this? Why haven't you covered it? We have covered it, but just to be clear, okay, this is this non-treaty. It's an agreement between countries, World Health Organization, that essentially subjugates our rights, our constitution, to the whims, wishes, desires of the World Health Organization. Tedros spoke about this the day before yesterday, I believe. And of course, it has expanding surveillance powers granted to its member states, this World Health Organization. Don't forget, President Trump pulled us out of the WHO. Now we're back in, both feet, plus the expansion into this treaty, if you will. I'm not going to get into this because, folks, I know you know about this. I know you've talked about this. Do some research on this The link will be in the program description box. Where? At HagmanPI.com. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for your hard work on that and the hard work to come. And don't forget to sign up for our monthly interactive meeting. You got to do that now. You have to do that in order to have to be part of the meeting. And we appreciate your support. I really appreciate your support. Okay. All right. So yesterday, why now? Why the 180 on the lab leak? It was definitely not a lab leak. We laid that foundation. We also showed some videos, and this from yesterday. You can go back to yesterday about Tony, about Ukraine with Tony Schaefer, and about how the weaponized Department of Justice, FBI, you know, how they're treating other people, but how this is all going to turn, I suspect, as we get closer to the end point here, and I'll show you what the end point is, against all of us. It already has, but I'm talking about extra vigorously. So I have some other questions in addition to why now, with respect to the lab leak origin. Why did that spy balloon happen just, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Why now about the spy balloon? Why was it so important to roll out the mRNA vaccines and even double down even today and expand the mRNA vaccines into things like cancer and such? But why now? Why are open borders in the United States so important and the projected lapse of Title 42? Why now, or in the very, why now for the open borders and since President Trump left? And but why now? Why have there been so many fires, so many accidents, so many acts of sabotage over the last 2.5 years against our infrastructure, our food supply, our water supply, the supply chain? How about train derailments? Labs hubs or infrastructure? Why is there such blatant disregard for our human rights? Much more today than 2.5 years ago. The rule of law that has only, this disregard for the rule of law that's only increased over the last 2.5 years. Don't forget, there has been no accountability for things like people like, oh, no identification or accountability for the SCOTUS leaker who leaked that SCOTUS decision that put at least a half a dozen of the 9 judges in peril, potential peril. Why hasn't there been any resolution to that? Why has there been no accountability for the January 5th, 6th pipe bomber? The DNC pipe bomber, remember that? And why now? Why confirm now what we've known for 3 years, that this came from a laboratory in China? Why now? The answer, as I said yesterday, this is an intelligence operation. But to what end? I'll show you. Remember, I'm old enough to remember when the State Department funded censorship. A censorship group specifically that punished conservatives and conservative websites for circulating the lab leak theory. We closed with this picture yesterday. I really didn't touch on this. But yeah, the State Department, what does the State Department have to do with this? Because you see, the State Department, they paid for the censorship that has completely changed now. Whereas they were punishing the lab leak theory conspiracy theorists, now Not so much. And I'm going to toss this one out at you, too. This is page 2 in today's show notes. Global Engagement Center. You need to know more about the Global Engagement Center, which is part of the U.S. Department of State. This is where the propaganda resides and is exported, at the Global Engagement Center. Now, the reason I bring this up now, I want to bring this up in the context of, obviously, the lab leak theory, which this was the entity, the Department of State entity, that went after the conservatives to shut you up, to shut you down, to slap you down, to deplatform you, to make you irrelevant, to punish you. But the State Department? Huh. Who was with the State? Let me see. Let's see. Obama was president. Oh, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. Yeah. Okay, you can read all about their mission, their vision. The link will be in the program description box. I'm not going to get too deep into that because I could, but I'm not going to. And yesterday, I played a clip from Monica Crowley. I'm not going to play it again today. And the question it was about DARPA. This, could Zelensky be blackmailing Biden? The DARPA aspect of the biolabs, the 46 biolabs in Ukraine, and how that ties in with Hunter Biden's laptop discussions, emails, communications about the name escapes me. What is it? Bio, whatever it was. I apologize. But it was contained in the laptop, Ukraine, and the affection and the monetary exchange between the Biden family and China as well. The selling of influence. Again, what we're seeing right now, this 180-degree turn, it's an intelligence operation. It's a psychological operation. It's all of that. To what end? You're not going to see, in my view, you're not going to see much more of Biden or Harris. They're setting up for new leadership. You're also seeing China that is arming Russia. You're also seeing China. War preparations being made against China. And part of this lab leak theory, this did come from a lab. They're blaming China, but who actually did this? Monica Crowley yesterday addressed some of that in that clip I played. But I want to play you two clips right now. This is going to be, let me see here. This is going to be clip 8 in the show notes. This is Rebecca Koffler. Genetic weapon intelligence cover-up, China's biological weapons program. Now, this is, she appeared on Steve Bannon's program. And as I mentioned yesterday, Steve Bannon, Dan Bongino, all of these great. And I'm telling you, I have a lot of respect for all of these gentlemen and ladies, but I don't believe they're thinking big enough. But some of their guests are, and some of the guests who are on the programs are offering bits of information that when you take them, again, like the spokes on a wheel, and you add them together, a clearer picture emerges. So let's go to clip 8. This is Rebecca Koffler, and she's an author. She wrote a book about Putin's playbook. But let's go to clip 8 in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
Rebecca Koffler. Rebecca, you've got this piece up in the New York Post from earlier in January talking about the intelligence services and the thing. Now you got Andrew Huff, who was at Echo Health Alliance, and saying, hey, the CIA had a big hand in transferring technology to the CCP. And that's going to be a big explosive. I think he's going to testify. I think they're going to get guys over from the intelligence agencies. Give us your overview. You're former DIA. Why are we sitting here in, and we played it at the open, why are we sitting here in on March 1st of 2023 and we're whining about the CCP not cooperating with us?
Why? It's because this is the biggest intelligence failure, Steve, since September 11th. Remember, the terrorist attacks, you know, killed about 3,000 Americans. This Chinese Wuhan virus killed more than 1 million Americans and 7 million people all over the world. And it's because despite billions of dollars that we pump in as taxpayers into our intelligence, they can't protect us from these threats, whether it's, you know, China, whether it's virus, Russia-Ukraine conflict, Iran, until these threats actually materialize. Look, he made a very excellent point, Dr. Cobb. And by the way, I do have the book. It's I was going to ask you for a while to get him on your program, and here he is. So what I can bring to this conversation is the knowledge of China's biological warfare doctrine, which is part of its unrestricted warfare doctrine that the two Chinese colonels described in this book. So believe it or not only the intelligence community, but also the State Department knew as early as 2005 that China did have an offensive biological warfare program. And the Wuhan Institute, together with the so-called Fifth Institute, were developing the weaponizations of SARS coronavirus so that they can use them as what they call a genetic weapon, okay? And this was all known. This is back in 2005. So imagine how many years, you know, we've had to be able to counter those kinds of developments and prevent the threat that killed a million of Americans.
Rebecca, yes. Hang on for one. Do you agree? Isn't it, you're a former DIA, and you guys are pretty, those are pretty tough hombres over DIA. Isn't it a little embarrassing for the intelligence services and the FBI, Chris Wray, to be whining to Brett Baer? Well, they won't help us. You know, they're not cooperating. They're not going to help us. They haven't. That is absurd. What should be done here, Rebecca Koffler? We've got a couple of minutes. Walk through the Rebecca Koffler plan to get to the bottom of this.
Sure, this is absolutely absurd. They should not be relying on the people who actually potentially engineered this virus to actually confirm the intelligence assessment. I mean, they have Chinese experts, so-called experts, serve as fact checkers. It is absolutely naive. But the problem is this. The question is whether it is an intelligence failure or, as Dr. Huff said, is it a cover-up? And I am more and more leaning to assess that this is actually a cover-up because, Steve, back in December, when the Intelligence Oversight Committee, both in the Senate and in the House side, tried to do an investigation, the intelligence agencies failed to come clean. They did not disclose the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic was consistent with China's biological weapons program. These weapons, the Chinese view them as soft weapons, and they have advantage, according to the Chinese military theorist, with the hard weapons like nuclear weapons and conventional weapons. Why? It's because they can be used in peacetime. And actually, the Chinese theorists describe exactly the situation that we experienced during the COVID pandemic.
Okay. They you said can stop this- it right there. And folks, you can watch the entire clip. Go to HagmanPI.com. Open up the description box. Again, HagmanPI.com. Okay. I don't agree with her initial statement, this was an intelligence failure. Everything else was important for you to hear. But from an investigative viewpoint, no, this was not an intelligence failure. And I'll tell you why. No, I'm not going to tell you why. I'm going to let the guy who was second to Peter Daszak in Echo Health Alliance, or Eco Health Alliance, I'll let him tell you why. This is the same program, actually, just the guest before this one. Not exactly on the same page, 100%. And I'm glad, because if everyone's saying the same thing, then only one person is thinking, the others are parroting. So here is video 9, Dr. Andrew Huff, on the truth of Wuhan, the Wuhan laboratory leak narrative shift. Here it is.
First off, why is it all now this huge big deal about Wuhan when people that are focused on this have known the truth for a long time, a number of years, sir?
Well, there's a number of things that are taking place. So the truth about Wuhan and the story is starting to get into the mainstream now. Even the left is buying on to the correct narrative, which this was likely the result of a laboratory leak or potentially intentionally released from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The U.S. government and the different agencies now are all trying to jockey in position to pin the blame on China. This is the narrative shift that's taking place, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. Another interesting thing that's happening here is that this past week, my book was acquired by a filmmaker and a producer in Hollywood after I received several different offers, and they're going to make a feature film out of my book. Simultaneously, all these different congressional hearings are heating up.
Hold it. I love your optimism. Are you saying in Hollywood that you could make Hollywood is controlled by the CCP? Are you actually saying that you think, I take it was not a studio, these are independent producers? You don't give me their names, but these are independent producers not associated with a studio?
They're independent producers backed by A-list Hollywood people, I can say that. And I'd say they're aligned with our cause. And I think many of them are seeing through the BS. And many of those people, actually, they're vaccine injured or, you know, they lost their jobs in Hollywood. And many of the people on the left are coming over to the right or to the libertarian side, depending on how you want to look at it on this issue. And yeah, the lefties who read my book said this is the only thing that I've read that makes sense. And that was from a famous Hollywood screenwriter.
So tell me, so walk me through, what is the truth about Wuhan? And even now you're seeing it totally obfuscated. I mean, the DOE thing was strong, but it's not as strong. I mean, these are dead certainties. I mean, it's a level 4 PLA run, directly reported to the CCP, which has a network of these labs, levels 3 and a couple of level 4s throughout the country that are all inextricably linked, tied together to their biological weapons program, sir.
Yeah, so there's a number of things. And going back to this Department of Energy report, this is actually the second report. So the first report from the Department of Energy came out in 2021. That was from Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, their Z department, which is their intelligence wing. This past week, the new report is from Los Alamos National Laboratory, which was the sister lab of the laboratory where I was doing this kind of work at Sandia National Laboratory. And that was from scientists. So technically, there's actually three different government assessments now, which are pinning this to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about here, and I'll try to break this down as simply as concisely as I can. The United States was trading advanced biotechnology from Dr. Ralph Baric's laboratory and Dr. Ian Lipkin's laboratories at Columbia University and the University of North Carolina via where I was a vice president, EcoHealth Alliance, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The reason why this trade went down was that the United States government was trying to collect intelligence on the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the only way to get Americans or Westerners into that laboratory was through giving them something. It wasn't the money. It wasn't the contract or the grant that they needed. I mean, the money is almost laughable. I mean, $400,000 or $500,000 from the U.S. government to the Chinese is not going to be enough to do a lot of complicated biodefense or bioweapons or even dual use research of concern, which this falls under, effectively making it a bioweapon. So here we are transferring this advanced biotechnology to the Chinese so we can sort of see what's going on in the laboratory. The Chinese pull a fast one on us, and they're doing this in unsafe conditions, and it leaks out of their laboratory quite predictably.
Pause
so,
that for a second.
And then that,
all right, that's his speculation. Now, he was in a position to know, but I'm giving him there's two things. I left in the Hollywood part to show the fracture, the growing fracturing between the lab leak versus natural origin, to expose the people on both sides, all right, or to expose the people on the natural cause origin, the people like Fauci and Collins and Daszak and all those, the usual suspects, right? Gates and so on. I left that in. I left this in as well because even though I don't believe necessarily that it's quite accurate, I think it's bigger than this. He knows the internal mechanics, so he would be an appropriate witness in a courtroom to testify to, again, the mechanics, the workings of the laboratory. Okay. Now, there's more to it than that, and his book goes much deeper into it, but there's more to it than that, than this. For us to, you know, give the recipe, for example, the recipe for this bioweapon to Wuhan. Does that make sense to you in exchange for other intelligence? To me, that would be like handing a psychopath, a loaded 9mm. Yeah, it just. But hang on, because he's got some other good points here, necessary points to understand the bigger picture. Again, from an investigative viewpoint, you've got to assess what people are saying, take what you can, and build upon that. The other stuff, well, you can leave it on the table for consideration. That's why I play these clips. Go ahead and continue with this.
That, you know, the interesting thing here where I think Director Ray is lying.
Hang on a second. Directed evolution, or the gain of function, which is really the powering up of these viruses, was so dangerous. That, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's when they started seeing reports come out of the University of Maryland, which is essentially a commuter college, that members of the National Security Council and others in the Obama administration moved immediately to shut down gain-of-function experiments, correct? Including Dr. Barrick, and particularly Dr. Barrick at the University of North Carolina, and I think down at University of Texas in Galveston. There was a hold put on that. So are you telling me during that time, that we had a hold in the United States because it's too dangerous for us to do in labs that are controlled at the highest levels, that the intelligence agencies thought it was a good idea to allow the same technology, which is essentially weaponization or directed evolution, whatever you want to call it, to the Wuhan lab, which, correct me if wrong, had just come online under the French built it, and the French were supposed to oversee it, but they got kicked out right away because they didn't want prying eyes, that somebody in our government, somebody in our intelligence services thought it was a good idea to allow these totally unsupervised level 4 labs to have this advanced technology. Is that your theory of the case?
That's exactly my theory of the case. And it's a little bit more like when the domestic ban on gain of function kicks in 2014, EcoHealth Alliance, where I was working, becomes the vessel to then do this domestically band gain of function work, outsource it to the Chinese, simultaneously giving them advanced biotechnology, both methods and materials, effectively bringing their bioweapons program up to speed. Because there, it was thought that we actually thought when I was working at Sandia National Laboratories that their bioweapons program was probably 10 to 15 years behind U.S. technology. So it's really through this partnership via EcoHealth Alliance where we bring them up to speed.
Okay, pause
and where the intelligence angle.
Okay, you can drop that just for a moment. Now, let me ask a question. All right. Do you believe that? Or is it possible, given the relationship between Hunter Biden and the Communist Chinese Party, as evidenced by, as illustrated by, all of the communications and the financial transactions in the Biden laptop that the FBI so desperately wanted to forget? This is more than just an election day. I mean, it's a big part of it, more than election day or pre-election censorship. Could it be something a little bit more than that? Could it be the Bidens, in a sense, selling out our national security? And if you go back to what Rebecca Koffler said, could it be even bigger than that? Think about this as well as you're listening to him. Think about this as well. What did General Milley do in the final days of the Trump administration? He contacted the Communist Chinese Party, his military counterpart, and said, hey, don't worry about anything. No one's going to, you know, interfere in what you're doing. No one's going to be aggressive. No one from the Trump administration. I'm in charge of things. It's not going to get by me. So don't worry about the outgoing President Trump. Hey, Biden's coming in. Things will be back to normal. Things will be cool. Things will be on track. But when did this occur? Everything he's talking about, when did it occur? The setup occurred during the Obama regime. Yes, admittedly, Obama cut off the domestic aspect of the bioweapons research, but outsourced it, allowed the outsourcing to who? China. And where else might we find these labs? Ah, Ukraine. And who else do we find involved in Ukraine? Biden. Are they about done with Biden? Yeah, they're about done with Biden. Everybody's about done with Biden because he served his purpose. It's bigger than what they're telling you. Folks, this is bigger than... It's not to cover incompetence. It's not to say, hey, you know, we'll give you this for that. No. This is for total Chinese occupation globally. You know, we often talk about the New World Order. You've got China now helping Russia. And people saying, well, Russia's fighting against the New World Order. No, they want their own. China, they want their own. And if you think China giving Russia the high-powered weaponry is a statement of support for Russia, no. It's a statement against the West. It's a position against the West. So what I'm telling you is, in that case, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's what's taking place. So these behind-the-scenes transfers, that's not for, no, it's not necessarily for that reason. Necessarily, that's his speculation. That's his theory, which he stated as a theory. But the facts, you pay attention to the facts. And what I'm saying is this is bigger than any kind of cover-your-butt situation. This is in preparation for an all-out world war. sparked by perhaps Ukraine, the West, Biden's approach, Jake Sullivan's approach, others' approach, sparked by that. And watch when China goes after Taiwan. And we become involved, we meaning the United States and many in the West. Watch what happens. Because again, think back, why that spy balloon? Why now? Oh, heck, there were a bunch of them before. Don't worry about that. Oh, really? Okay. So when the lights go out and the people are demoralized in the United States, might that not be a good time? Oh, I don't know, for maybe some Chinese occupation, some Mandarin lessons, some Kung Pao chicken? I don't know. It's not as cut and dry as you might think. So as I looked at this, in preparation, this is an intelligence operation. So if that's the case, now I want to get right into this and finish up with this. If that's the case, to what end? I've been meaning to play this, the big picture. This is Patrick Wood, The Rise of Technocracy. You've got a bunch of madmen, insane psychopaths running, and women running things. Patrick Wood had recently done a webinar. I believe it was a webinar or an interview. It's been so long now. I'm looking at this. I'm not even sure what it was. But I want to play you some snippets from this that kind of ties everything together. I'm not entirely certain if I've played any of this before. But if we can play segment 6 of this source video 10 in the show notes at HagmanPI.com under the episode, if we can play that first, that would be really peachy. And that's segment 6 of source video 10 and Patrick Wood. Here it is.
Yeah, but I want to make sure people understand this. When most people think of the UN, you think of New York and the General Assembly and these dramatic speeches and the Security Council and the talks of war and the rumors of war. That's not what we're talking about. No. The engine room of the UN is Geneva, right? And Geneva has a whole history, right? But talk to us about Geneva. That's the World Health Organization. That's UNESCO. The engine room, the things that move the UN to really go down their agenda is not the quite frankly, the irrelevant debate that takes place in New York for the cameras. That's the shiny toy they put out there. The real work, and this is where, quite frankly, Ambassador Brenberg, Andrew Brenberg, a good friend of mine that we got in as the ambassador. There's two ambassadors in the United States. One is Nikki Haley in New York. The other is somebody that's put Brenberg was Trump's ambassador. When he got there, Patrick, he said, the place is infested with CCP. They literally are in every organization, and every organization has a little program that all ties to Agenda 21. Patrick Wood.
Every single one. What happens in New York City is kind of a political theater where people think there's some political process that takes place within the United Nations. That's far from the truth. It's not political whatsoever. What they are basically is a system where they impose their system, their doctrine of resource-based management. That's what, you know, global warming and all that stuff is about, driving people into this new economic system. Christiana Figueres, who was the leader of the organizer of the Paris Agreement, climate agreement, she said openly after that agreement in Europe at a press conference, she said openly that our intention is to replace capitalism and free market economics with this new economic system, which is what they call sustainable development, sometimes natural capitalism. Sometimes we call it over here smart growth or Green New Deal. It's nothing more than warmed over technocracy from the 1930s, truly. But this is what they've been spreading to all the nations of the world very methodically for the last 30 to 35 years. And they've done a great job. The political nature of every country, however, different from ours, they have all accepted this from the United Nations. Who knows why? Who knows how they sold it to them? But they did, and now it's everywhere in the world, and we're dealing with it. We're corporately now in the world, we're dealing with the United Nations, who seems to be all powerful to these people, like the World Health Organization. Who are they to control the health of the entire planet? It's like, how did they get in that position? Well, it took them a few years, but they've been working at it. This is the nature of the United Nations. It's like the worst case of crabgrass your lawn ever had.
Patrick, then how do, in a constitutional republic, made up of people, a vast majority still, I shouldn't say vast majority, at least a majority are traditionalists. How then are we to fight this? What is your recommendation? The convergence of these two massively powerful forces that have really kind of built up through the late 20th century and now converge. What is one to do? What not the ray of hope, because we don't sell happy talk here, right? But for the hard-nosed Homo sapiens, that we're saying, hey, if we're going to go down here, we're going to go. We're going to put up. We got to represent the human race over, I don't know, 100,000 years or 1,000,000 years. We got to represent it, and we're not going to go down without a fight. What is that fight?
Yes. Well, this is my personal persuasion at this point, but I believe the only thing we can do is to put a firewall around where we live against this stuff. This is where the transformation needs to start, is within your local community, where you live, with your own city, your city council, your various boards that you have in your city. This ideology needs to be driven out. All the councils of government's operations across the country need to be driven out. That's not constitutional whatsoever. But these policies are coming down into local communities. They kind of skipped the federal government in one way. They went right to local communities. This is where we need to start driving it out. We can... If people will get up and get involved in their civic affairs, we can drive this stuff out. But I will say, in the end of it, there's going to be a tectonic battle between the political systems of the world, including ours and all of our local as well as state, et cetera. There's going to be a tectonic battle between our political structure and this technocrat / transhuman cartel.
Okay. That was the spoiler first. In other words, what Patrick Witt is saying is, look, you've got the WHO, the UN, all of this. And again, who are the players with this SARS-CoV-2 BS crap? World Health Organization, yes, United Nations, and other people. And World Health Organization, as I mentioned, Who are the biggest contributors to the WHO that we are subjugating our country, our laws, our freedom to? But Bill Gates and the Communist Chinese Party. China. And all of a sudden now it's coming. Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to go to, let's go to segment one of the same video. I had forgotten about that. This was an interview with Steve Bannon. But again, Patrick Wood has got the bigger picture here, and this is really important. Segment one is only about 2 minutes long. Here it is.
The idea and that brought me to this point was that these two make very strange bedfellows, I have to say. 20, 30 years ago, they were kind of separate things. Technocracy has been moving forward since the 1930s, but transhumanism was really nothing. It was just kind of an esoteric philosophy, a worldview. And they had no hope of executing their plans. But when technology advanced to the point, I think probably around the year 2000, all of a sudden they grabbed hold of the technological revolution, and they said that can be our deliverance to immortality, to omniscience, and, you know, doing all these things to escape death. This sounds kind of crazy, but the World Economic Forum has adopted both technocracy as well as transhumanism in their official Great Reset mantra. The Great Reset, first off, is to transform society, which is transforming it from free market economics into the system of technocracy or sustainable development, where everything is controlled by them. The transhuman movement chooses to focus on the people, to transform the people who are going to live in that technocratic society. In a sense, this makes twisted sense, sort of. If you're going to make a brand new world system that we've never seen before in history, that's what the Great Reset was about first, then why would you want to put old humans into it? You see, they in their mind, the old humanity wrecked the world. They're creating a new world, so in their minds now, they need to have a new humanity to move in and live in that new world. So we have technocracy and transhumanism now as fast allies. They're using the same technological base to achieve their respective goals. But both of them are based on what I consider an evil religious proposition called scientism, which essentially removes God from the equation and worships science, the worship of science. We see it almost everywhere you look today, that people have discarded all other truth, and if science doesn't say it, they don't believe it.
What, walk me through, I want to go back to 2000. You said here you started to see the merger of it because either the leadership or the wealthy understood that this may be, that the technocracy and transhumanism combined, and particularly transhumanism, led to eternal life, and that they might have eternal life, so that yes. Homo sapien 1.0 gets to be a burden, not something that actually generates value or wealth or helps you, but it's actually something that you have to, in going beyond, you definitely want to leave it behind. Walk me through that.
Well, exactly. The drive to escape death goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden with the temptation in Genesis 3 of, when the devil tempted Adam and Eve. He said, surely you will not die. And he promised hidden knowledge as well that went along with that. But surely you won't die. This has been a dream of mankind that decided to reject God anyway. This has been a dream of men and women to escape death ultimately. And this is what this is all about. It's been around for ages. It's just they haven't had the means to do it. It's just been a mental head trip. But they finally got traction when science advanced to the point where they saw, for instance, genetic engineering became a really big thing with CRISPR technology. When they saw the possibility to be able to hack the human genome and to hack humans as this, the software of life to change humans, change humanity, they went wild with that. And they just jumped on it like fleas on a dog, so to speak. And they've been after it ever since. And we see it all around the world. It's not just in America. It's not an American phenomena. It's everywhere on the planet right now. There are scientists and engineers, especially scientists, chasing after this dream that somehow they're going to escape death in the end. If they can just get that next little bit of technological discovery down, they will finally make it. I don't believe they will. I think flat out they're going to fail in the end. The biggest problem we have now is how much of humanity are they going to screw up on the way to finding out they're going to fail.
And there it is. You can stop it right there. And you can watch the entire clip there at HagmanPI.com in the program description box. Escape death, but also has a eugenics component in with that. And to kill off as many people as possible. And what better way is there to do that than to state the obvious? Look, this was China that released the virus, leaving out the part that, wait a second, it was funded by way of our own intelligence services. And of course, to create the fertile ground for World War III, the colonization of the United States by a mortal enemy of capitalism and of freedom, and subjugate our entire population, the entirety of the West, to the World Health Organization and these oligarchs, whether they reside and operate in Ukraine or China or elsewhere. That's the bigger picture. So why now? This is an intelligence operation. This is intended to take us down. This is intended to make the so-called elite, small g, gods, forever escaping death. This has everything to do with culling the population, killing the population, subjugating the remainder, and taking over the world and the world's resources for that specific group. That's what this is all about. Again, taking pieces, bits and pieces of people's, of guests on other programs, putting them all together, taking away some of the theories, but putting together all of the facts. Here we are. And that's what I believe is going on today. From the spy balloon to the sabotage and the derailments and all of that. Excuse me. Don't forget, Sunday night. But first, go to Hagman PI. That's HagmanPI.com. Click on the interactive meeting link or shop, I should say, and then sign up for our interactive meeting this Sunday. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Eric the Tech. May God help us.